Sure. And to that point, lawmakers are also concerned about the length of deployment. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Juliet, an average deployment for an aircraft carrier, and a carrier strike group, by the way, because we're paying a lot of attention to the Abraham Lincoln, but there are several destroyers and cruisers that are part of that strike group, and they're all part of that too, talking about thousands of sailors and Marines. They would normally be deployed maybe 6-7 months. This is already 9 for the Abraham Lincoln. And even if it were to stop and turn back now, it's going to be another 3 weeks or a month before it gets back to its home port. So we're looking at a twice extended deployment, and we understand that the George Washington aircraft carrier, which is currently in the Pacific, is headed to the region. The assumption is that it's going to replace the Abraham Lincoln, and the Abraham Lincoln might be headed home soon. But I spoke to a father today whose son is one of the Navy personnel on board. It's his first deployment, 20 years old. And he said, you know, we expect when our sons and daughters sign up for this, this might happen, right? Didn't expect that it would immediately go into a conflict zone against Iran, or that it would be extended this long with really no kind of return date. And that's what's causing concern. The mental health and the rations on board, and how long they can continue this operational tempo.